cut up for me again so I can say it with.
Give you that land, my mother's gone. Give you that land, and they're singing them cheering songs. Away up yonder, on the other side of Jordan. Away up yonder, and we'll sing them cheerful songs. I always hope to view that land, to view that land, to view that land. I always hope to view that land, and singing them cheerful songs. My father's gone to view that land, to view that land, to view that land. My father's gone to view that land, and a singing them cheerful songs. Away over yonder, on the other side of Jordan, away over yonder, we will sing them cheerful songs. My brother's gone to view that land, to view that land, to view that land. My brother's gone to view that land, and it's singing them cheerful songs. Away up yonder, on the other side of Jordan, away up yonder, we will sing them cheerful songs. I always hope to view that land, to view that land, to view that land. I always hope to view that land, and it's singing them cheerful songs. Away up yonder, on the other side of Jordan, away up yonder, and we sing them cheerful songs.
Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. It's Sunday. Thank you so much for listening. We just heard unaccompanied singing there. Lee Finnis Cameron Tip McKinney, it's a full name, off a record produced by a folklore society in the 1970s, Missouri Friends of the Folk Arts. It's the only release by them that I know of. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. Traditional music of the Ozark region. A bunch of field recordings made in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas in 1975 and 1976. Really neat record. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to hear both kinds of music today, Buked and Scorned. And right now we've got off the Biograph LP, which has Furry Lewis on one side and Fred McDowell on the other. When I Lay My Burden Down is the name of the record. And this is Furry Lewis doing that song. Hope you like.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. Well, that's what I'm going to do. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I burden down low, burden down low, when I lay my What you gonna do when this world's on fire, when I lay mine? What you gonna do when this world's on fire, when I... I'm going home to live with my Jesus when I leave my burden. My Jesus, when I way down, down low, way down, down low, when I leave my burden down low, way down, down low, when I all of my troubles will be over. My burden down, trying will be over when I get you. I want you to sing that for me, and I ain't gonna say nothing. Will you sing that for me just by yourself? I want to hear that. Again. Now help me. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I leave my burden down. Hallelujah, when I lay my...
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. Sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Thank you. when Christ shall come. With shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart then. I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art!
Almighty,
God Almighty,
who You must put love in your heart, no matter how you feel about your fellow man. You must give, not always receive, 'cause only when you do these things can you keep the Almighty pleased.
God is love.
Love is God.
God is love.
God is love.
Love is God.
Love is God.
God is love.
Chameleons changing colors while a crocodile cries. People rubbing elbows but never touching eyes. Taking off their masks, revealing still another guy. Imitation life. People buying happiness and manufactured fun. Everybody doing what everybody's done. People count on people who can only count to one. In a genuine imitation life.
Imitation life.
Imitation life.
All the pretty clouds are a lovely shade of black.
Imitation life.
Imitation life.
Imitation life.
were standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw the birds come rolling, oh, to take my mother away. Will it Undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow, 'cause the lady that you're hauling, oh, I hate to see her go. Will it
circle,
Lord? Close behind her, try to hold her and be brave, but I could not hold my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Will that circle be unbroken? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Christ often cried out to God, our Father. And he cried, Abba, Abba, which is a very intimate way of saying, Father, Father. It means, Daddy, Daddy. Abba, Abba, he cried, Abba, Abba. Oh, Abba, 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 you are his Abba, Abba. To know Christ, then we have to live him. And we can't do it by ourselves. We have to stop looking for him and start looking at him. The joy of sharing in his body makes him apparent at our own home grounds. But But Christ has no off-limits areas. If we have any, then he is alone. Will we open our eyes to his eyes? Will we open our ears to his cries? Will we sleep on and just pass him by? Will we hear his cry? Abba, Abba. Christ doesn't want to be alone. He never did, and he never will. Every one of us has, at some time, shared his loneliness. We know how it feels. How much it hurts. What do we hear from him now? To listen for him is to be asleep. We must be awake and listen to him and know that he still cries in loneliness. Will we open our eyes to his eyes? Will we open our ears to his cries? Will we sleep on and just pass him by? Will we hear his cry? Again to all of us, but he's not doing it on his own. He made us a part of him, and we have to love one another as he loved us. We cannot search the heavens for him. We have to see him right here on earth. We cannot be surprised when he comes. We cannot be strangers.
But you will serve. Do I have a witness? Do I have a witness? It's time out for you being Baptist on Sunday morning and being something else on Sunday evening and then something else on Sunday night. Just get on one side of the fence. Stop straddling the fence. Got your leg over here in Salem and then got your leg somewhere else. Bringing all that old fun, no good doctrine into our church. Choose ye this day the God that you will serve. The God that you will serve. Choose him now. So I heard him say, how long have ye between two opinions? That if God be God, follow him. And if Baal be God, follow him. And so it was, my brothers and sisters, why the determining factor was, if you remember, five. They felt that they had the advantage because Baal was the fire god. But what Queen Jezebel did not know, and what the 450 prophets of the groves and the 400 prophets of Baal did not know, was that Yahweh, Elohim or Jehovah, the Lord God Almighty, why, was a God who also had spoken many times by fire. Why, if you read your Bible, you'll find many times. Great God, that the Lord God Almighty has spoken to his children by flaming fire. Why, when Abraham had entered a covenant with God and had bowed down on his knees before God's altar, Lord, the Bible says that he waited until evening time. And when evening time came, God answered him by letting fire come down from above and then fall upon his altar. Oh, yes, it did. And one day when Moses was down on the backside of a mountain, Lord, he looked out in a distance and saw a bush burn. And when that bush burned but did not consume, Lord, he walked up to the bush to find out what was wrong with it. And he heard a voice saying, Moses, pull off your shoes, because the ground that you're standing on is holy ground. Oh, yes, it is. And when God told Moses to go down to Egypt land and bring Israel out of the flesh pots of Egypt, and don't worry, because I'm going to lead you. Oh, yes, I am. You follow a pillar of cloud by day and follow
a purifier by night. Oh, you're sitting. I'm trying to tell you, God has always spoken by fire. Oh, yes, he has. The two sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, one day were entering up the wrong sacrifice. And when God got ready to destroy them, Lord, you know what he did. He rained down fire. Oh, Lord. And ought to have a witness here that don't mind testifying that God is still hearing and answering by fire. Oh, you see, for I heard somebody say, yeah, I know he's speaking by fire because I feel the fire burning. And I feel a little wheel turning. Oh, Lord. So here they are now upon my common, having understanding that the God which answers by fire will be the true and living God. Oh, Lord. And I heard Elijah saying, say, well, I'm gonna give y'all first chance. Oh, yes, I am. You have from every morning until noonday to get old Bill to rain down fire. Oh, yes, you have. And that's one thing I love about my God. Yeah, he always gives the enemy first chance. Oh, you see that? You know, I cannot help but remember around 9 years ago when we were struggling trying to get here in this building. Oh, Lord. And some of y'all remember how my enemy talked about me. Yeah, some of you all remember how my name was hanging on the wing of the moment. And they talked about me so bad. Just like I was no
girl. a letter of love to me. She said, boy, don't you worry, you will find love someday.
Please answer if you can. Is there anybody sure and can tell me that what is the soul of a fellow? What somebody tell me? Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me that what is the soul of a man. I travel different countries, I've traveled in forest land. I've found nobody could tell me just what about the soul of a man. When I want somebody, tell me. Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of a man. I saw a crowd standing talking. I just came up in time. Was teaching the lawyer, the doctor. Well, the man did nothing but his mind. Well, I want somebody to tell me. Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of a man. Gotta want somebody to tell me. Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of a man. I read the Bible often. I try to read it right. And for as I could understand, nothing but a burning light. Gotta watch somebody tell me. Answer if you can. I want somebody tell me. Tell what is the soul of a man. When Christ had entered the temple, the people all stood amazed. Was teaching the lawyers, doctors, how to raise the man from the grave. Well, I want somebody tell me. Answer if you can. Want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of a man. Well, I want somebody tell me. Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of a man.
When all God's children get together, oh, what a time,
what a time,
what a time, Lord,
what a time
that's gonna be,
what a time that'll be.
Oh, we gon'
sit down
on the bank,
on the bank
of the river. Oh,
what a time,
what a time,
what a time,
what a time, Lord,
what a time
that's gonna be.
When all
God's
children
get together, oh, what a time,
what a time,
what a time, Lord,
a time
that's gonna be,
what a time that'll be.
Oh, we gon'
sit down
on the bank,
by the bank
of the river.
Oh, we're just a family, you know, a family that pray together, stays together as a hallelujah, you know what I mean, and hallelujah. We be singing and having jolly time and love ye thy one another. And it get that sometime, the music and everything be sounding good. We reach back and get our speaker and our guitar, drums and things, and you talking about a hallelujah time. Oh, we have it then. See, my Lord.
Who got the drums? Beat them drums for me, that boy. Let me hear you. You come. That's right, Chitty.
Have thy own way, Lord. Have thy own way. Have thy own way, Lord. Every day, oh Jesus, whenever I need to.
and the judgment you bear in mind.
Yes, you bear in mind how you sing.
And you bear in mind what you're singing about.
So you got to give it a count
in the judgment you bear in mind.
You bear in mind.
Oh, you bear in mind.
Oh, you bear in mind.
Oh, you bear in mind.
Yes,
you got to give it a count in the judgment you bear in mind.
Yes, you're going around here from door to door.
You're talking about the thing that you really don't know.
But you gonna give in a count in the judgment you bear in mind. Yes, you're going around here from place to place. The way you're living is a real disgrace.
But you gonna give in a count in the judgment you bear in mind.
Sing it, you bear in mind.
Oh, you bear in mind.
You bear in mind.
Oh, you bear in mind.
Yes,
you got to give in a count in the judgment you bear in mind.
Before that preacher baptize you,
you know what your promise going to do.
Now you got to give in a count in the judgment you bear in mind.
Oh, you bear in mind.
Oh, you bear in mind.
Yes, you bear in mind.
You know you bear in mind.
You got to give in a count in the judgment you bear in mind.
You know you're getting the feeling you don't want to find.
You join the church and you won't be right.
But you got to give in a count in the judgment you bear in mind.
Well, say it, you bear in mind.
Oh, you bear in mind.
Oh, you bear in mind.
You know you bear in mind.
Yes,
you got to give in a count in the judgment you bear in mind.
Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I believe those are recordings from 1959 by Alan Lomax of the Georgia Sea Island Singers. That's from a reissue on Mississippi Records from a couple years ago, simply called Georgia Sea Island Singers, from when they first did a series of records in collaboration with the Alan Lomax people. And before that, we heard, I'm just going to run through everything we heard. Hope you liked this show. Buked and Scorned, Gospel Radio Hour. Before that, we heard Fanny Bell Chapman off a record called Fanny Bell Chapman Gospel Singer on the Southern Culture label from the 1980s, When All God's Children Get Together. Before that, another Mississippi reissue, classic bluesy gospel, well, the sort of archetype for so much amazing music is Blind Willie Johnson there with Soul of a Man on the record, of course, called Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. What else are you going to call a 2LP collection of most of his recordings, if not all? Wonderfully remastered there by Timothy Stolen Work in Portland, Oregon. Before that, we heard the Stanley Brothers, Jesus Savior Pilot Me, from the Old Homestead LP, A Beautiful Life. Before that, Girl in the Chapel by the Keynotes, which might not be a gospel song, it might be secular. I hope you liked it either way. Best of the Keynotes on Apollo. Reverend Jasper Williams Jr. Doing that sermon that we heard called Mount Carmel. And we heard an excerpt from part two, lengthy excerpt. And before that, the long sort of Jesus folky song, Jim Skinnell and the Believers with The Lonely Christ off a record on People's Music called Songs for the Beautiful People. And before that, we heard the Staple Singers, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, the later recording of that for Epic from their Y LP, mid-1960s recordings. Before that, we heard the Forerunners with Genuine Imitation Life, which is the sort of slightly psychedelic song off a record called Jesus Festival of Music on Creative Sound. And before that, we heard George Kerr, which was that sort of Philly soul kind of track, Love is God Almighty. And it's off a record called Love is God Almighty on the All Platinum label. Really pretty. And before that, we heard a pretty sort of straight ahead take of How Great Thou Art from a 45 self-release by Bobby and Bobby. The first Bobby is with a Y and the second with an IE, Fulton. I believe they're husband and wife. They might be sister and brother. I don't know. It'd be weird to name both your kids the same name. But maybe that happened, 45. That way, if you yell out the name of one kid, you know, maybe one would come running. Maybe that was the idea. Furry Lewis, starting off that really long set, When I Lay My Burden Down, from a record of the same name. And right now we're going to end this hour of Buchtin Scoring the Gospel Hour. I hope you've enjoyed. I hope you'll tune in next week. This is a great 45 on the Turntage label. This is Brother Sidney Harris with Thy Word. Hope you like.
Is a light in my pathway. Oh, yeah, Thy Word. Oh, yes, so is a lamp unto my feet. Thy Word is company when I'm lonely. Is there to help me whenever I'm in need? Oh yeah, Thy Word has given me a brand new start. And all for You, Lord. Oh yes, sir, I'm gonna try to do my part. Oh Lord, that I might not sin against me. Lord, Thy Word have I hid in my heart. Jesus said He'd be a mother for the motherless. And He promised me that He'd be a father for the fatherless too. Oh, Jesus, He promised that He'd walk in my sick room. When I've tried everything and seen there's nothing on earth will do. Yes, He promised that He'd give me